New music by Short Straw. The song's called Say Anything on MFM 92.6. Move to the music. It's 3:15. It's time for Bits and Bytes.
Time for the Tech Know-It-Alls. It's Bits and Bytes with the Stellenbosch IT department.
So Dion's back in studio with me, and I feel like it's been years. So I'm Leslie.
Hi, nice to meet you. It's been months, eh? We worked out now. It was somewhere in July, somewhere I saw you last.
You were going to a gaming expo.
Oh, it was awesome.
I don't know. But anyway, welcome back.
Back.
But you better not. I'm sick.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
The tables are turned. Listen, what's on the menu today?
Okay, so cool. So we're checking out the iPhone 6S versus the new Samsung 6 Edge Plus. Samsung S6 Edge Plus. There we go. It's a long name.
The Samsung looks more pretty.
It is. The Samsung's very pretty. Although, look, the Samsung is slightly bigger, so you've got a slightly bigger landscape screen. When it comes to mechanics, they're more or less the same. They've got a both quad core CPUs in there. It's quite nohal vinty. It's nohal. It's very like duh.
You need to have money for it, you say.
Yeah. Okay. The one thing, though, that's changed is, remember I told you 2 months ago when the S6 Samsung Galaxy came out, I told you it's too expensive. They've dropped their prices now.
How much?
By at least like $4,000.
But what is the standard price for
that? Now it's actually cheaper, Yonkers cheaper than the iPhone 6.
Okay.
So you're looking at the new one, you'll probably pay between, depending on where you buy it, between $8,500 to $10,000 for the S6 Galaxy X6.
Cash now.
That's cash. Cash. The iPhone, you'll probably like 12, 13. So there's a bit of a difference there now.
So more people will then obviously go for the S6.
Look, they lost a lot of people. When that S6 came out, the first one, not the Edge Plus, the first one came out earlier this year, they actually didn't do as well as they thought. I said it's too expensive, and that was the big problem. People were complaining it's just too, because it was $13,000.
Yeah.
People were just saying, it's ridiculous. I'm not going to pay that for a phone. Yeah. Although the iPhone users say, it's la-di-da, it's just an iPhone. Bye, whatever. Yes, I'll sell you my kidney. But the iPhone 6, you can get, in the States, you can get for like $500. Eh? Listen to this, which is roughly equated to about $7,500. It's almost double in South Africa because of import and all that jazz. Eh?
I can't even deal with this. I can't afford this phone, but it's nice to see that other people can.
The biggest thing that you need to know about the S6 over the iPhone is that it's got a bigger screen. It's got more RAM. It's got like double the amount of RAM, so it's faster. It really is faster. However, you've got not the vanilla. You don't have the iPhone skin. You've got your own little Samsung Touch with skin. And I'm not sure. I think Samsung should have changed this time around. They should have worked
their
on
skins.
That. Yeah. I'm not sure. I think it's going to be a
drop down.
I don't
think people are buying the phones for the skins anyway.
No, sure. And a lot of people are used to the touch with Samsung stuff already. However, on a tech geeky side, I'd like them to have upped it a bit and changed it a bit.
So, in your opinion, which one is better?
I'll still go for the Galaxy. I think you're getting more bang for your buck.
I would also go for the Samsung just because of the photo quality as well.
It's got a massive camera in it as well. I had it somewhere. It's got a bigger battery as well. It's got a 16 megapixel camera.
And isn't this the one that you said that you could charge it for like 10, 30 seconds and then it's...
You charge it like, it's got much faster, it's got a bigger battery so it lasts longer.
Yeah.
But you can charge it for something like 20 minutes and you've charged like 80% of the battery already.
All about that. So
And it's wireless charging as well. You can do wireless. If you buy the extra dongle, you can actually put the wireless dongle on your desk and put the phone on your desk somewhere until charge. It's actually quite cool.
I love it. Next topic, Zomato. What did you say about Zomato?
Okay, so Zomato to launch, they're launching their online ordering services. Zomato's been around for a few years. They've been internationally. They've been around for a few years longer.
So they're bringing it to South Africa.
So it's been used in South Africa as like a sort of dine out and then sort of rate your restaurant on Zomato, right?
Okay.
Give it 3 or 4, whatever. Okay, Zomato. So however, they've now launched a new service where you can actually order online. So it's like I want to say it's almost like a Mr. Delivery. But it's on an E system and it's much better because it's fine dining.
See, and the thing with these Mr. Deliveries and these delivery apps is because remember the last time we spoke about an app and then they also ended up closing their doors?
Yeah.
Do you think this is also going to go that way?
No. Zomato is American-based. So they are they've actually got a $60 million backing extra for this. And what they've done actually now, they've launched a service with Uber Cab. Uber.
Life.
Yeah. Okay, so what they're doing is...
It's so clever.
So you can say in your Zomato, I'm going to rate this restaurant. Then Uber will come and pick you up with their taxis and take you to the restaurant. And you can actually rate both services on Zomato, which is actually quite
cool. That is so cool.
So they've combined the two, taking you to and fro from the restaurant and you surveying the restaurant and doing your thing.
I love it. That's such a cool idea.
So Instagram. Let's move on to Instagram.
No, this is sad news for me, my friend.
So remember earlier this year I told you that watch out for Instagram and WhatsApp. They might start charging or start introducing adverts to there. It started. So Instagram has started introducing ads. They actually started last year in Canada and the US. They started introducing ads to their...
But where? How?
In between your photos. So while you're Instagramming there, like a little...
An ad will pop up.
There's a little ad in there. Which is, I think, quite disturbing, really. I'm not a big Instagram user, but when I do use it, there's reasons why I use it. So if I have to go scroll back and then do another few scrolls extra just because there's an ad there, it's going to irritate me. I'm going to say, yeah, check it. I'm not going
to
use it.
Guys, but people need to make money.
Yeah, that's the thing. So Instagram is going to start in South Africa as well. They actually made last year, they made over $1.5 billion just on those ads. So that's, you know, it's money. It's all about the money.
I think it's the 30th of September that they'll start having
So, but it's going to be a sort of a slow release, a slow bleed. But I see it by December that you'll get your Christmas ads with your Christmas jingles in between your photos. Unfortunately, I think is not what Instagram is about.
It's not. It's about the photos.
That's just me.
But that's sad. Any last little bits there?
Okay, so on an old techie geeky level again. I like gadgets. We haven't spoken about a nice gadget, but there is a nice gadget. And I've seen one of these prior to this one. I've seen one in action. I've worked on one, but this one is quite cool.
You just brag now.
It's called the roll-up keyboard.
Okay.
So it's actually quite funky. It's a sort of a portable Bluetooth keyboard. It's sort of almost like a rubber texture, but it's like a piece of paper, and the paper like that is your keyboard.
I just saw a video.
And you can roll it up. You can roll it up. And carry it around. You can roll it up as it's about the same size as the width of a medium sort of orange. It rolls up into a little ball like that, and you can walk around with it. And it's a Bluetooth keyboard, so wherever you go, whoop, pop your keyboard out, work on your laptop or your tablet or whatever. It's Bluetooth, so there's no even wires, anything like that.
Please buy me one for Christmas. Thank you.
It's expensive, though. It's expensive.
Oh gosh, but no, I'll see you next week. Okay?
Next week's mock. Let me just say before I leave, please remember that we actually moved yesterday. We moved to a new building. IT is now in a new building. Now, it doesn't affect many of you because you go to the IT hub, the student hub, right? But a lot of the staff members also listen to your cool show. And I just want to say, just make sure that you guys know that we are actually now moved right next to facilities management at the other side of campus. We actually moved there now to a new building.
Okay,
it's quite cool. You should come and check it out. I think I should take you for coffee.
You should literally take me for coffee, but then we should raid some Matu as well.
Sweet.
Matu joining me in studio every Wednesday for Bits and Bites on Lunch.
It's Bits and Bytes with the Stellenbosch IT department. Follow them on Twitter @ITStellenUni.